Welcome to another episode of our wellness podcast. I'm Mark DeFee, and with me is Casey Schroeder. We're both licensed therapists who focus on workplace mental health.
We're also pretty good friends, so we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe tell some stories, but most importantly, we're going to give you some great information to help you develop both personally and professionally. Does that sound good? All right, let's dive in. So, Mark, today's a good day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you know, we are super lucky, right? We have this wonderful team that we get to work with every day. And one thing that we don't get to do is really introduce everybody who listens to the podcast to the wonderful people on our team, right? But today we get to talk to one of our coworkers.
Ooh.
Yes. Her name is Shannon Kamineski.
Shannon.
Yes. And the wonderful thing about Shannon is she makes me feel super lazy because...
That's wonderful.
Yes, yes. This woman is a certified personal trainer. She's a certified behavioral change specialist. She's been in corporate wellness for a decade. And she's also a certified hypnotherapist.
Yeah, she's pretty incredible. Good land today for an interview.
Yes, for sure. So welcome, Shannon.
Thank you so much for having me. Yay, I'm excited.
Welcome. Well, we're excited to have you here because, you know, Mark and I have been talking for a while about wanting to do a podcast about connecting the dots between physical health and mental health, and your strength definitely between the physical and the health and the mental health, and connecting the dots was a surefire fit for this episode. So thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So I know we don't have that much time. I'm just going to dive right in. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Mark's going to interrupt me because that's what he loves to do.
Yep.
And ask some questions as well. But the first question for you is this. If you had to give us three of the most important factors of physical health and how to stay physically healthy, what would those three things be?
Sure. And this is pretty easy. I would say movement would be number one. And I say movement as in movement throughout the day as opposed to exercise. I think people that get the two confused sometimes. So definitely moving throughout the day. The second is food in our diet, but in particular, your relationship to food. That is really important to explore that. And then finally, probably the most overlooked area where you can improve your physical and mental health is sleep.
I love it. Well, let me just dive in with my interrupting, as Casey said. we only have so many hours in the day. So what can we start doing like today to help us all get in better shape?
Exactly. Instead of putting so much pressure on yourself to get in that 45-minute workout, either before your workday starts or after your workday starts, what the studies have shown that if you actually mix in movement, what we call snacks throughout the day, and I'm talking 30 seconds to 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes of activity scattered throughout the day, that you will experience the same mental and physical benefits as you would had you had that 45-minute workout. And in some respects, it's actually even better because by keeping your activity up throughout the day, you're keeping the blood flowing into your brain, you're keeping your focus, your focus gets turned on. You know, this chronic sitting really can affect us. And by breaking that up, you will see measurable differences in your mood. So I would encourage people is to really bring some mindfulness into that. Try to look at, you know, okay, wow, I just did like a 2-minute walk around the neighborhood in between meetings and I feel so much better. I'm more focused. So just try to, you know, get up, do some jumping jacks, do some squats, do some breath work or some yoga moves every hour to 2 hours and see if you notice a difference.
I love that. I mean, you're right. The 45-minute exercise is important, but that makes so much sense that throughout the day there needs to be consistency, not just waiting till you get off work to do that workout.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how you phrased it too. Movement snacks, right? Which actually made me think of another question for you, which is, you know, people say you are what you eat, right? Is that really true? Do you think that's really true?
in some respects, it can be. And I think here's another area where if we incorporate just a little bit of mindfulness, the work on our diet and the choices we make will be done for us. And what I mean by that is we don't realize the emotional connection that we have to food. It's very, very powerful. Starts at a very young age. Think about when you had your first birthday. You probably don't remember everything about it, but it's probably one of the first times that you've had sugar. And in that, while you had that sugar, all your closest loved ones that care for you and your friends and family were around you smiling and laughing. That builds an association of that food with that experience. And that happens throughout our lives. So what I had clients do often is instead of counting macro calories, your proteins, your fats, your carbohydrates, instead do a food diary where you just acknowledge what is going on in my mind. How am I feeling? What am I thinking of before I eat something, while I am eating something, and then after? And you only have to do that for a day or two before you start to realize, wow, I notice that when I'm stressed at work, I immediately want to go get the chips. And then when you finally acknowledge this connection, you can then develop strategies to intervene. So instead of going for the potato chips, I can just take deep breaths. And then and to take it a step further, when you do realize, sometimes you realize through this practice that you don't even necessarily like the taste of some foods. It's just the feeling of what the food is giving you.
I love it too, because it's not complicated, right? It's not like you were saying, it's not like counting calories and having to pull out a calculator and weigh your food and all that. It's simply taking a second, being mindful and connecting how you're feeling and what you're eating. I love that. I might start that today too.
Well, it's an aspect that you don't think about, or at least I don't think about very much. So gives me another thing to put in my tool chest there. The last one I want to talk about, because I think this is so important in terms of our emotional wellness, how does sleep connect to that? And how important is sleep?
It's huge. And as a matter of fact, there is actually no major psychiatric condition in which the sleep cycle is normal. So, and we don't know, is it the poor sleep causing the condition or is the condition causing the sleep? But either way, if we can improve our sleep, we can improve not only our physical, but our mental health. And one of one of the simplest things you can do, and what we find is interfering with people's sleep the most, is just this constant blue light exposure at night and people just not able to wind down. So one of the simplest things you can do is just have a nice wind down routine before you go to bed. Try to turn down the lights. Try to take time away from your cell phone if you can shut it down. One simple thing I do is I wear blue blocker glasses. Believe it or not, sounds simple, but it makes a big difference. Blue light shuts down your melatonin, which starts the sleep cycle. So things like that, getting exercise, light exposure to the sun during the day, making sure you don't eat too close to bedtime. Just monitor your sleep and, you know, the times that you're sleeping better and what are you doing that helps you sleep better? And just try to do that as much as possible to improve that sleep experience. But having good quality sleep regulates almost every process in the body, from neurotransmitters to our hormones, to everything. Mm-hmm. If you look at major sports teams, they're even using that. Focusing on sleep as the number one way to improve performance in both athletic endeavors and also cognitively. Your sleep, your brain regenerates. So if you're not getting that sleep, your body is not regenerating. You're not turning over bad cells. So it's very, very, very important. And usually that's where I start with my personal training clients.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting. Makes sense, though. So sleep better, right? Sleep more, I should say. Create a bedtime routine like you would for your child. Make sure that you're connecting your emotions to your food and also make sure you get those snacks and movement throughout the day. I love these tips. Thank you so much, Shannon. I wish we had another hour to talk to you today.
Yes, thank you.
But I appreciate everything that you brought to us and love the conversation. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Take care and be well.
If you're looking for more information on this topic, use the search function on the right-hand side of this website.